So if an adult is taking 300 to 400 micrograms a day, how much would you have an infant?
Well, in infants, there are some recommendations. 20 micrograms a day is probably okay. I would, however, say that if it is the nutritional form of selenium, first of all, there's not much danger of toxicity anyway. So 20 to 50 micrograms for children per day would be perfect, right? And then especially, I think, of teenagers. What they need, they grow rapidly, and they're like adults. And don't forget, our weight has increased over the last three decades. Many of our discussions are dealing with average weights, yet the RDAs are not really specifying the weight of the subjects. Muhammad Ali and Michael Jackson have the same selenium requirement. Ridiculous. A heavy man must need more selenium, right?
What about expecting mothers?
Absolutely essential. And again, veterinary medicine has shown this to be true, because selenium is the key element guaranteeing the healthy birthing of calves, for example. And also it reduces the incidence of placental retention, which is a very unpleasant thing to happen, very costly, because these animals must be treated. Placental retention also occurs in humans, my friend, and you can prevent it with selenium. So women in pregnancy require selenium, yes, well, 200, 300 micrograms a day. Very, very important.
Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Schausser. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.